Hi and welcome to the Saturday Chill Out on Mind Medicine, Tea for the Soul. In this range of podcasts, I'm going to be looking at stress and a range of issues surrounding stress. The title of the podcast is, Am I a Stress Magnet? Now, I don't know about you, but many of us are walking around today thinking, have I got some kind of sticker on my head saying that I'm a magnet for stress? So in today's podcast, we'll be looking at the different causes of stress and how to manage them in your life. Now, if you're one of these people that do feel that you've got a sticker on your head, it's obviously because you're under stress. So maybe you're finding it difficult, you know, to cope with the stresses of work or relationships, or just generally everyday life. Well, I know this sounds like a bit of a cliche, but you're actually not alone. So we'll also be talking about some of the reasons behind stress. Now, of course, we've all got our own reasons why we might be stressed out. But I want to kind of try and share some practical solutions for managing it. So there's going to be a few podcasts in this series. But in today's episodes, we'll be looking at the different causes of stress, including work, relationships, financial problems and health. So as many of you listening know, the physical and mental effects of stress can be devastating and they can really impact our quality of life. Now all that's well and good, you know, waffling on about all this business with stress, but what exactly is stress? Well, believe it or not, stress is a normal response to any type of demand or challenge that you feel scared by, whether it's physical, mental or emotional. Now that might surprise you because it certainly surprised me, because when you feel stressed, the last thing you'd describe it as is normal, right? But when we come across things or people or even situations that don't feel right, you know, sometimes things feel a bit off. Well, this can cause certain chemicals to be released into the bloodstream. And that's what kind of creates the onset of stress. So as I mentioned, stress can be caused by a number of things, such as work, money problems, relationship difficulties, or any major life change that's happened to you, you know, a trauma that's happened in our lives. You might be going through something like this right now, and if you are, then just stick with me because this podcast might just offer something that could help you. But you see, stress, it's not only related to environmental things. You know, that means things that are going on around us. Stress can also be caused by physiological things such as chronic pain or illness or even poor diet. Have you ever noticed how you feel really peed off with everyone when you're in pain? You can't be bothered, can you, with anyone? And when they try to help and make you feel better, it just makes you even more irritable, doesn't it, and stressed out. Or when you haven't been eating properly and you're feeling a bit run down, you know, with hardly any energy. It just makes you really grumpy and everything that's around you and everybody just makes you feel so tetchy and on edge. Well, now more than ever, we're experiencing higher levels of stress, aren't we? And we can't overlook the fact that many people now, they've got to choose whether we eat or heat our homes. And that's a really difficult choice to make, isn't it? The cost of living is massive as well, and that's a great big factor in why many of us are feeling stressed out. But we can't ignore workplace burnout, can we? Why? Because we worry, don't we? We worry, if I lose my job, how will I pay my rent and my mortgage? How will I take care of the family, especially if you've got kids? Putting food on the table's priority, isn't it? So what do we do in those situations? We cling for dear life, subserviently, to whatever scraps of light are thrown in our path, don't we? That's what we do. We scramble around picking up every little bit of redemption that seems possible just to keep afloat. Is that starting to sound familiar? Well, as I mentioned earlier, when we're stressed, it triggers the body's fight or flight response. That's what I was talking about when I mentioned chemicals coming into the bloodstream. And the fight or flight response, you've probably heard of it, called fight, flight or freeze. And hormones as well get released, such as cortisol and adrenaline. Now, these hormones, they have a purpose, and they kind of give the body a kickstart and prepare it to respond to the threat that we believe's real. Now, when I say the threat that we believe's real, to us, it is real, but to someone else, that threat might not be perceived as so big. So it's a matter of perception, isn't it? But if you're feeling under stress and these hormones get, you know, sort of released into your blood system, it's a little bit like an army getting ready to move into battle. Or, you know, the preparation that you do before doing a really major workout at the gym. It's all about preparation. Except there's a difference between those. With stress, the body's response is out of your control. We don't have any control in those hormones and those chemicals being released. So when the fight or flight response kicks in, you might get lots of physical symptoms. You might feel palpitations. You know, your heart looks like it's beating out of your chest. You can feel it, but you can also see it. Your breathing might get different. It might be faster, and you might actually start physically sweating. And your muscles might ache. How many times have you got home from work or been in a situation where you've had one of those things? Palpitations or a heavy breath, or you're feeling like you're all tense and wound up. Feeling like this, it can really cause us to panic, can't it? We think we're having a panic attack, and sometimes we are. But often we jump to really big conclusions. We think, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. I can see my heart beating out of my chest. I'm having a heart attack. But once we relax and the body calms down again, things start to feel better. So here's an example. Try and think back to a time when you got really stressed out and you thought, oh my God, I'm going out of control. What did you do about it? Maybe you called a friend and had a really good sound off. Maybe you had a glass of wine. Now, I'm not advocating for wine or bottles of wine every time you feel stressed. But sometimes it just helps to take the edge off. Just like a really good natter with your mate. And if you did do any of these things, do you remember how you felt better afterwards? Now, chronic stress, on the other hand, that stress that goes on over a long period of time that hasn't been dealt with, can be dangerous. So if you notice yourself feeling stressed and a little bit out of control, it's best to talk to somebody before it gets into this horrible swing of being chronic. Chronic stress can have really significant negative effects on your mental and physical health. It can lead to anxiety, depression, and other mood disorders. But it can also contribute to cognitive problems like memory loss, or at least memory fog, and concentration issues. You yourself might have noticed that you can't remember things the way you did. And when you get home from work, if you're anything like me, that is, you have to check your diary to see if you've got anything planned for the same evening. With me, that's not down to stress, that's down to the menopause. And you know, whilst you're listening to this podcast, it's important to understand that those symptoms can be related to something else. Especially if you're a lady of a particular age or you're going through another kind of crisis. But a lot of the time, it is relating to stress. You might have noticed, you know, you've waited for ages to see a film. And when you sit down to watch it, you can't seem to relax and focus. You know, you have to be getting up, doing something, and you can't concentrate. You're answering texts, getting snacks, and even if you really wanted to watch it, you can't. So you see, all those things are related to chronic stress. And on the physical side, chronic stress can increase your heart rate and the risk of heart disease. It can create high blood pressure and also strokes, and those things we do not want. But if you've already got conditions like IBS, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, or another related condition, ulcerative colitis, or any kind of digestive problem really, stress can make them much, much worse. See, most people think being stressed or being stressed out is basically being fed up and not being able to cope on the day. When you tell someone you're stressed, they might say, you know, what you need is a good night's sleep and you'll feel better in the morning. Everything will look different. How does that make you feel? When you're struggling along and you've mustered up the courage to talk to someone and suddenly they say that. Chronic stress can also interfere with the way your immune system works. So when you do get poorly or you get infections, it's much more difficult to fight them off. But one sign and symptom that I think we've all felt if we've been under stress is tiredness and burnout. And it reduces our ability to cope with the stress that we're going through on a daily basis. You know, stresses that other people seem to be able to deal with quite well. Well, if you recognise any of these signs and symptoms, it's always best really to speak to someone about the way you're feeling. It's actually hard to give an exact number of how many people in the UK are suffering from stress because, like I said before, stress is subjective and it means different things and we see stress at very different levels. But there was a survey done by the Mental Health Foundation in 2020 which showed that 74%, that is 74% of UK adults felt so stressed out at some time over the year that they've been overwhelmed and unable to cope. That's shocking, 74%. But another study carried out by the Health and Safety Executive in 2021, that's only 2 years ago, found that work-related stress, which included depression and anxiety, accounted for 54% of all working days lost due to sickness in the UK. So in a nutshell, that means 12.8 million working days were lost due to stress. Now, knowing these statistics probably is no consolation whatsoever if you're personally going through stress right now, but it does tell you that you're not on your own. Statistics like this suggest stress really is a significant problem in the UK, and it highlights the need for effective stress management strategies and services. You know, just to help us manage and cope with the effects of stress. So this is Mind Medicine, Tea for the Soul, and I'm Julie Kelly. In our next episode, I'll be exploring the mind-body connection and how we can use different techniques like mindfulness and meditation to help reduce stress and anxiety. If you can, please like, share and subscribe to the channel, as it really helps, you know, to get listeners in. And also it helps to grow a happier, healthy community. See you soon on the Saturday Chill Out. Bye.